Hey, I'm Paul Stevenson, and this is VRP Rocks, the ultimate classic rock podcast that says that my music is better than yours. Make sure to subscribe to VRP Rocks on your podcast app right now so you don't miss a single episode. They usually come out every single Monday, but today it's a little bit different, a little extra bonus episode just for you. So that's just another reason to subscribe. Now, today's little bonus show is an accompaniment to Monday's episode, Carmine Appice, running down his five favourite albums that he's played on. Some great stories and great names, Jeff Beck, John Sykes, Rod Stewart, Cozy Powell, many others as well get brought up during the conversation, so if you haven't checked out that one yet, then please do so. But this episode is also from that day's chat, and it's about what Carmine is up to now. Despite starting his career in the 60s, 60 years in the business, he's still going strong today and has some really exciting projects that he's working on, and he's here to tell us all about them, especially a star-studded record that he's putting together with the likes of Joe Bonamassa and Billy Sheehan and Rudy Sarzo and Dee Snider and Doug Aldridge and so many others. So here it is, my chat with the wonderful storyteller himself, Carmine Appice.
Hi, how you doing? I'm doing well.
Good stuff. And I'm delighted to speak with you today because we've got some exciting new stuff to talk about, which makes a change for us. And
it's looking
good as well. Cactus, Temple of Blues. Tell me all about it.
Temple of Blues, I understand the pre-orders so far are really well. When we were number 17 on Amazon. So the pre-orders in the blues department, which, you know, we decided to make it a blues album because it really is blues. It's rock, blues rock. It's always been blues rock. And I'm watching all my friends like Foghat and Robin Trower, you know, going on the number one spot in the blues area of Billboard. I said, well, if they can do blues, we can certainly do blues. So I told the label, Cleopatra, let's do more towards blues. We were going to call it Cactus Influences and Friends. So now we're calling it Temple of Blues Influences and Friends. So it kind of takes both of the things together, you know. And it, we took all the song, not all of them, but 14 songs from three albums. And we put them together with all different people playing them, you know, and like people that I know are Cactus freaks, like Billy Sheehan, I know was a Cactus fanatic, and Dee Snider was a Cactus fanatic. And I did Joe Bonamassa's podcast, and he said, oh man, Parchment Farm blew me away. I said, good, you want to play on it? You know, and he said, sure. So we got him, we got a lot of different people on different tracks, which are really cool. The only constant was me.
Yep.
And I did it all in my studio here. It started here with my drums in the studio, and it's awesome. And the way it started was crazy because I had to put the click on, and then in my head I would think of the song. You know, I play Parchment Farm, I go to that end, four times, and then Finno here in the Parchment. I'm thinking, I'm thinking the whole song.
Wow.
And I did that, and I did, what was the other one? One Way or Another, that way. You know, and I would think, you know, down, One Way or Another, I'm thinking this in my head. And I said, it's got to be a better way to do this. So what I did was I put the click down, and instead of thinking in my head, I sang it on the track. So I would do like, one way or another, then you go to lie down. And I'm playing to that. Okay, here comes a solo, 20 bars, you know? And that was so much better to play to because I was actually playing to something.
Yeah.
Right. And once we did that, my singer who's English, Jim Stapley, sent him the track, the drum, and he put the guitars. And he put a rough vocal, and he put the guitars and the harmonica where it needed to be. And then the next guy was whoever it was a bass player. Sent it to our bass players. He put a little bass on it, James Caputo. And then we said, okay, who are we going to send it to? I can't remember who the first one was. You know, might have been Billy Sheehan, you know, with Parchment Farm. So, and then after Billy Sheehan, then we got McCarty, the original guitar player, and my singer sang it. And then it took a while to get a hold of Joe, but he did it, and it came out tremendous. And then my friend Joe Franco said, dude, you remember Dee Snider loved Cactus? I said, that's right. So I called Dee. I said, we're going to do a track. What do you want to sing? He goes, oh, Evil, man. I got to sing Evil.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we got him on Evil. And Duck Pinnock, I know from King's X, I know they were a big Cactus fan. So I got Doug to play bass and me on drums and McCarty on guitar. So that's the first video we're releasing like any day now. You know, so I went on and on and on and on and on. And then I got 25 artists on there. You know, I got so many people on there. And I said, let's do it like a Sgt. Pepper album cover. Yes. Where everybody that played on it is on the cover. I don't know if you saw that. Did you see
that?
Yeah,
I did. Yeah, I was going to ask you because it does look like the Sgt. Pepper thing. Yeah.
Right. When the guy that designed it from the label, when I said that, he actually put Sgt. Pepper outfits on it. I said, no. I don't mean exactly
far.
Like Sgt. Pepper. I just said just the concept, you know. And then when I was talking to the owner of the label, whose idea it was my friend, he said, I said, dude, we got to market this as a blues album. So he said, well, let's call it Temple of Blues. I said, there you go. So they changed all the artwork to like a temple in the background. You open it up, it's a double LP. You open it up, it's got temple stuff all over the place. So it's come out great. The whole thing is fantastic. And like, I got my buddy Pat Regan, who like co-produced it with me. He's a major, amazing mixer. He mixed King Cobra album I did. He mixed my what's it called? A Peace Perdomo project album, his instrumental album. He did so many things. Vanilla Fudge, Stop in the Name of Love. He did so much stuff. So I said, you got to do this with me. And then the owner was like, really? You know, he's really happy about it. Now he did so, he liked it so much, he put me on another project with Pat, you know, and I'll tell you about that after we do this. But so we got all done, we got all these people on it, and now we did the videos. So we got everybody on the video for Parchment Farm except Bonamassa, but hopefully he'll do it in the next couple of months. The first video is going to be Evil, and we got everybody on the video. You know, I got Deesh singing, did a great job singing on the video, Doug Pinnick with his bass, McCarty and myself. I wasn't happy with my part of the video. I thought it could have been better. I'm always, you always do that, you know?
Perfect. Yeah, of course you do. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's interesting because you've done projects like this in the past, and obviously I think of Guitar Zeus, where you've got loads of people involved and stuff like that. Is this something you enjoy doing then, pulling all these different people in and playing on something like that?
I do because Guitar Zeus came about when, Blue Murder fell apart, and I was working on a project with Bob Daisley, Jim, Joel and Turner, and who's the guitar player? So, no, I just went blank on the guitar player. Anyway, we were at his house. Jeff Watson.
There you go. Yeah, Night Ranger.
We were at his house, and we were looking for a name for this thing. We came up with a silly name called Mother's Army. It was a terrible name. But first we said, well, what about calling ourselves Zeus? You know, that we were passed on that one. And then Jeff got a new record deal, you know, came out of, Night Ranger, got a record deal. I said, man, I did a record deal. Solo album 10 years ago. I'm still looking for a second one. I said, what do I got to be? A guitar player? You know? So I said, maybe I'll do a guitar album. I'll call it Guitar Gods. You know, and then kidding around, I said, maybe I'll call it Guitar Zeus. And then just passed over the idea. Went to bed that night. I laid down. I said, that's a great idea. Guitar Zeus. I could do guitar, interviews with guitar magazines, drum magazines, rock magazines. I can get different people on it. So right after that, I was still doing clinics. I did a clinic with Brian Mays. I said to Brian, would you play on it? For sure. And I ran into Ted Nugent at a gig. You play on it. King's X, same thing. So I figured if I can get those guys on the record first, then they would draw other people in. And so now I had to find somebody to write the record with. So Kelly Keelan was on the second Blue Murder record, which is one of my favorite bands I played with. And we went to Japan as not as Blue Murder, but as Carmine Appice, Super Session Volume 2. I did Volume 1 in 1982. I took Tom Peterson, Eric Carmen, rest in peace, and Rick Derringer and Dwayne Hitchings. We played the Budokan and we did a lot of big gigs. So I just come out of Rod's band, and Rod was huge over there, and everybody else was big. So we did that. So this was Volume 2. It was me, Tony Franklin, Kelly Killing singing, and this guy Mitch Berry playing guitar. So I saw talented, Kelly. I said, "You write songs?" He showed me his songs. I go, "These are great songs, but they need to be edited in like a butcher cutting off the fat." Mm-hmm. So I decided to work with Kelly. And when we got the deal, we started working. I spent 2 weeks working with him in a hotel on a four track, you know, and writing the songs. And we gave it to Tony Franklin and he put a bass on. We had the record deal at my friend Warren, from Warren Wyatt got the deal out of Japan. So that's how it happened. We put those guys on first, and Kelly worked with Yngwie, and Yngwie said, I want to be on it. So we got him on it. And then Slash heard about it, and then he wanted to be on it. Then I called Mick Mars, and he said, I'll be on it. And before you know, we had a full album of it. When we did the second album, we had all these people on there. Steven Seagal wanted to be on it. Yeah, it's crazy. And John McEnroe, the tennis player, they both played guitar, so we put them on. It's a great project. It's still going. You know, I did a box set with it, 25th anniversary, like a year and a half ago now.
Yep.
You know, it's still selling and it's still around and people still talk about it.
At the moment as well, I know you've been out on the road with Vanilla Fudge, and it's yourself and Mark and Vince, and obviously the original members, yeah. And Pete stepped in, didn't he, a few years ago, and we sadly lost him, didn't we? But how is it, how much fun is it being out on the road playing the old Fudge songs again then?
Well, I love playing the songs. I always say we get paid to travel, not to play. I mean, the traveling is at our age. And I just saw Dixie Drex with Steve Morse and Rod Morgenstein. I mean, I was in touch with Rod, and he said, yeah, at 72, it's not the same being on the road when you're 22. But at least they had a tour bus. I mean, we travel in a Sprinter van. There's only four guys in the van and a couple of roadies, you know, and we you know, our gear is not a lot of gear. So we just do a spin van and we got the ride, you know. But we travel like 150 miles apart, you know. Mm-hmm. It's still not easy. So I say we get paid to travel. But the playing is great. We have a wonderful time playing, you know. Playing those old songs, singing is great. That's why I'm looking forward to doing this week four shows at Vanilla Fudge. In June, I'm doing six shows with Cactus to promote the album. And we're playing with Foghat. We're playing with Pat Travers. We're playing our own gigs, and then that was the middle of June. In the end of June, we're doing a bunch of gigs up in the East Coast, you know, to help support the record. And, you know, unfortunately, some people can't do it, you know, because Cactus doesn't play all the time. So for the middle of June, I got Tony Franklin doing the show with us, because he did it with us when we went to South America a few times.
Yeah.
And I know he writes all the stuff down. I'm sure he has it written down so he remembers. And then our bass player is out as a roadie with Blondie now. He's in June. He's going to Australia. So I said, well, let me get Tony to do it. So Tony was available. He's going to do it. And then when the next year is my actual roadie, that was the roadie, the bass player, he's coming back. And my singer, the English guy, is out with other people too, you know. So I got a replacement singer, but it's still going to be Cactus Music and Kick-Ass. So that's the main thing. I mean, everybody does that. You know, there's one guy in Foghat.
Yeah, very, very, very true. I mean,
we're lucky that we have three in Vanilla Fudge. That's pretty amazing.
Yes. You know? Yeah. After 60 years, it's incredible, really. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Absolutely. But so what else?
We used to play big places. Now we're 1,000 seats instead of 5,000. Yeah. You know?
But you're playing music, that's the main thing, and keep making people happy. That is absolutely the main thing.
That's right.
Yeah. So what else is in the pipeline apart from all that, the touring? You did tease us with a little record there earlier.
Well, this is really weird. The same guy at the record company said, I got the rights to Melanie, her AI voice.
All right.
So I want you to try and do this. So he sent me her singing Purple Haze. He said, but I want Cactus to back it. So I did it. And we're finishing up. It sounds amazing. Then I find out today, I thought we were the first experiment. Then I find out today from a PR guy that he's doing it with other people, you know, and like as Tiffany on one track and somebody else. But I said, well, I guarantee you the track's not going to sound like our track, because our tracks sound amazing. And he wanted me to do it because he said, I love the way the Cactus album sounds. It sounds amazing. I said, okay. So we did it. I thought he'd give us the production thing to do the album. But he's got the regular album guy doing it. And I got to admit, it doesn't kick ass like we do. Because that was the guy, I never, you know, thought of her singing like that. She was always that kind of wimpy pop, you know. I got the that song, you know. And but she sings good on. She's got a freaking scream from hell, you know, on this stuff that she did with us. So anyway, but that's cool. We came up with an amazing product. We're just handing it in. We're not done yet. I'm gonna make a little. Yeah, Jimi Hendrix and psychedelics, you know.
Yeah.
Got to make a little fun. Psychedelic somewhere. But that was fun. And the other thing I'm doing is really crazy. And when I go see Rod Stewart, I enjoy it. But I said, man, I like to play these songs again. I never get to play them. So I found this guy that looks just like Rod, and he sings like Rod, and he's awesome. So he had a band going for years called Tonight's Tonight. So I saw him up here in Florida. I went up and jammed with him, and the audience went crazy when I joined him, you know. So he said, why don't we partners? We become partners with this. I said, it's cool. I always want to play these songs, sure. So we're doing a bunch of gigs lined up from July, not, you know, every week, mm-hmm. but July to February next year. Plus, we got one gig in Palm Springs, California, which is going to be us with the band with a 60-piece orchestra.
Oh, wow.
Playing Rod stuff. And, you know, playing the stuff I co-wrote with Rod or played on Rod, you know. And it's cool, you know, like we separated, too, in an intermission. Like his brother, this guy Rob Cordo, his brother plays drums, and he plays with him. So I say he can do the wimpy stuff, you know. Maybe there's some guys have all the luck and Forever Young, that stuff. And then we take a break. Sax player we got was with Rod 14 years, Catra. She's with him 14 years. So I go up, he introduces me, I go up, talk to the audience, and I say something stupid. Like, I was with Rod 7, 8 years. She was with Rod 14 years. Together, we got 21 years of Rod, you know? And the people clap, and they're, are you ready to rock? Yeah, and then we open up with Hot Legs, with the Young Turks and Passion, and You're In My Heart, and Do You Think I'm Sexy, and we do You Keep Me Hanging On, the way Rod yes. did it.
Yep.
Yeah, and it goes over unbelievable with every audience, you know. It's just that song, the way like that, and Rod did it great. And, yeah, so it's fantastic. So I'm having a ball doing that, and I'm having a good time. People go, do you golf? I said, no. I live in Florida. You golf? I go, no. What do you do for hobby? I said, I play drums. I sing. I produce. This is what I love to do. It's my hobby. You know?
Fantastic. Don't have time for golf. Absolutely. Yeah. So just to round it out, Cactus, the new record, Temple of Blues. It's going to be out June 7th. Look out for the video for the first one. Evil, D. Snyder, vocals on it. Fantastic. That's going to be out anytime now as well. So absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Carmine. Yeah. There you go, Carmine Appice there. Make sure to bookmark that new Cactus record. Get a hold of it when it comes out. It sounds amazing. And of course, if you haven't done so yet, listen back to the previous episode where Carmine reveals his 5 favourite albums that he's played on. And for even more Carmine content, check out the previous interviews that I've done with him here on VRP Rocks. Episode 43 for a deep dive, and there's one called Side 2 Vanilla Zeppelin, where he talks about his band's connection with the mighty Led Zeppelin. Loads for you to listen to. But that's it for this little bonus episode then. Make sure to subscribe to VRP Rocks on your podcast app right now. Check out the VRP Rocks YouTube channel and all the social media channels too. Just search for VRP Rocks. I'll catch you on next week's episode. So until then, take care.